Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. I'm at Coverings in Las Vegas, second day of the show, and I'm with Elena Capra, the ambassador for the show, and also the principal with Elena Capra Design in Fort Lauderdale. Elena, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. It's always nice to be back here at Coverings, seeing all the new stuff, and to chat with you about tile and trends.
Why don't you tell our audience some of the trends you're seeing here at the show?
Sure. So, of course, before the show, we always identify the top 10 tile trends from Coverings. And a lot of those just alluded to things we're seeing on the floor. We're seeing tailored craft trend, which is really inspired by men's suiting and fine fabrics and tile with linen textures and fine details, stitching leather looks, all sorts of great things. One, to see how the technology has really influenced the way that these could be shown on tile, like all of these details. And two, the ability to be able to bring something very special, and that alludes to the fact of like a fabric in an area where tile could, you know, be put, which is just about anywhere. So it's great. Allows you to bring that look anywhere in the home.
What's going on in people's psyche right now around the world that's potentially changing the way they want to do their interior design?
I think a lot of what we're seeing is the influence of the whole wellness design, biophilic design, and a lot of what you see on the show floor truly reflects that. We're seeing organic minimalism. We're seeing, we had another trend called Brutalist Sanctuary, very stripped down materials, warm tones, but again, due to the great technological advancements in the industry, these like subtle textures, these carved effects. So like we're getting these soft looks, but there's so much detail in them that a completely monochromatic and calming space could have great detail as well as great rich wood tones. So we talk about these organic sanctuaries. Our home is a sanctuary. We're building wellness rooms within the home instead of leaving the home sometimes for that. So bringing that all home, bringing in these wood details, these spa-like effects with all these great warm tones and soft, subtle details. There's so much of it here on the show floor.
I thought it was interesting. In the initial presentation you gave when I first got here, they were talking about how people are burnt out with technology and they want a place to play board games, right?
Absolutely. You're even seeing that reflected in the types of things we're choosing. I've seen a lot of tile that alludes to more like handcrafted details, these sort of where it looks like a human touch, the fine detailing, maybe the irregular edges, all of these things that, you know, we're seeing more of. And what I love is that it could be mixed with something really streamlined to create something very dynamic, pairing stuff that's very subtle in the ground and stuff that's a little bit more bold with it to kind of like, it's like the yin and the yang of it all.
What are you seeing at the show, like from booth to booth, if you will? Like I've noticed they're playing with the sphere graphic. There's a couple of booths that are doing that. I mean, you know, they want to make it fun when you go in the space. One thing about this show, it's got a little bit of a European slant to it. It's not just showing product. It's actually showing vignettes of spaces, right?
I think all of the vignettes in the booths are what makes Coverings also a very exciting show to experience. For as a designer myself, be on the show floor, see the way each manufacturer interprets how they want to showcase their best of the best products. And those booths, those vignettes are inspiring. We're seeing the collections because you do want to see a range of product and different and colorways. I love seeing vignettes within the spaces because one, we're in a very Instagrammable social media moment. You could showcase that. A client might see it and love all of those materials together. So it allows people to see more, to see the possibilities. I'm also loving that booths are doing some mood boards, things like that, showcasing a mix of products put together.
One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is because of the other, your day job, if you will, you know, the Elena Capra Design. You're in Fort Lauderdale and you're doing interior design work. What are some of the trends you're seeing out there in the real world?
We're still doing a lot of colors that we're seeing trending, greens, blues. I'm in East Fort Lauderdale mostly. Most of my projects are in that area. So we're thinking coastal colors and those tones. Whether it's a modern space, transitional, or even traditional, you can still utilize all those great tones. We're doing a lot with blues and greens in natural stone mixed with porcelain as well, mixing all sorts of materials, seeing a lot of, it was interesting, we saw a lot of Taj Mahal looks on porcelain slab and large format tile and even like mosaic type looks where it's scored to look like mosaic on the tile. That is really a big, great stone look that we bring in a lot of different homes in that area. So seeing that's reflective of almost, I think, the entire region, but specifically for us, blues, greens, warm tones. We're also utilizing, I think, a lot of botanical aspects now. Tropical motifs, as you've seen, we've seen a lot of it on the show floor, leaves, some florals, and that's fun to do with tile and then kind of pair it with something more subtle and calming. So a lot of that mix.
One of the great things about tile is you can bring the inside outside. I mean, you can do a space that has these doors that disappear into the wall and make the outdoor area look a lot like the indoor area. And tile is perfect for that, right?
Absolutely. That seamless integration from indoors to out, especially in the area where I am in South Florida, this is so important. People can bring that same flooring material in and out, have that slip resistance in the exterior that will clean easier now, that will perform well, that won't fade in the sun. So all of these things are such a great performance product, but now you could extend the look. And it's in homes and even in condos onto the balcony, right? So I think it just brings your sight line all the way out. Outdoor spaces are an extension of our indoors. We live in those spaces too. So to be able to make a cohesive look for one home is a really beautiful thing.
So tile is bright, it's reflective, and you need to be able to soften it from an acoustical standpoint, kind of break it up a little bit. How do you do that when you're out in the real world?
So I think mixing it with other materials in a room, we're going to add some sheer drapery, things like that, soften it up, an area rug. We've got our upholstery in the room as well, pillows, sofas, ottomans, things like that, softening in that way. It also enhances the overall feel, right? Like pulling together the entire room is about all the different materials in it. So that just comes into play.
So Elena, how many years you've been ambassador for this show?
This is my 11th year with Coverings, so it's really exciting.
Tell us about some emerging trends.
A couple of things I feel like noticing with colors, I'm seeing a lot more bold but saturated, but like also more muted colors. So it's really interesting to see this array of color. I mean, we pinpointed greens and sort of jade and that range of the greens, but there's really an explosion of color, but like soft, muted tones, some a little bit more amped up, and playing with color with different finishes, right? Also seeing, we talk about the tile as art trend, a lot of art styling. Some with even, I've seen a lot with Japanese influence in some of the designs. We've seen a continued use of the fabrics and stuff a little bit more used differently. Some other things that I'm loving are the sort of bolder graphics too. I mean, it's a mix, right? We have everything from soft and organic to like bolder, more geometric shapes. And I love that too. Also that whole scored kind of grout look in tile to create the look of mosaic, make it easier to install in larger format. I've seen a lot of that and I love seeing that. That's like a really cool look and something I'm excited to utilize.
You know, Elena, I need to make a comment. I saw you yesterday and you were wearing all red. And then I saw you last night and you were wearing kind of an evening kind of tannish outfit. Now today you're wearing, what color do you have on here?
I mean, it's kind of like a yellow with a little green undertone. It's sort of in the Coverings logo. Like it's like a supporting color. I wanted to bring spring. And I feel like this is a show where color is surrounding us. You want to be inspired. So I like to wear my most colorful stuff. I wore florals on the jacket because we are seeing a lot of florals in design. Yeah. So why not? And it's spring.
Okay, Elena, thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Elena Capra, an ambassador with Coverings, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.